Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary. For the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Eva Rosenberg. TaxMama.com, is that right, Eva?
TaxMama.com.
All right. And what do they find when they get there?
They will find that they can ask questions and get free answers.
All right.
TaxMama.com.
So please check it out. Can they find your books there, too?
They can find my books there, and so that's a great place to go for everything. They can find my classes. I teach tax professionals to become enrolled agents.
You got a course? You got a 12-course series coming up, don't you?
I have a 12-course series coming up based on the book.
Yeah.
So Small Business Taxes Made Easy, we are turning that into
12 two-hour
courses. It's going to start in May after tax season, and
right.
It is designed not just for tax professionals, but for business people.
All right.
So
check it out. Do you have that information on your website too, please?
No, but I will.
You will,
but
okay.
If you go to the website and ask, I will give you the link.
So check it out. 12-course step on the new book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Eva, let's talk about getting ready for our personal return. How do we do that?
Okay, well, before we hit April 15th, it's really important to do an estimation of how much you think you're either going to owe or get a refund. If you're going to owe, there are still some things you might be able to do. And one of the main reasons people owe money right now is because they got insurance through the marketplace, and they got the advance premiums, so they didn't have to pay that much insurance, and their income ended up being higher than
they expected. That's a taxable event, though, right?
Well, as long as everything stayed the same, they're fine. They have to report. They have to file a tax return to report it. But if their income went up, they may have to pay back maybe up to $5,000 or more.
Wow.
So one of the things that we realized when the first year this happened, and one of my clients got hit with about $5,400, was we can reduce that, their business, by putting money into a retirement account. So the only one you can still open if you haven't set up a retirement plan first is a SEP IRA. You can still open that this year, fund the SEP IRA with enough money to bring down the adjusted gross income so that you don't have to pay anything. We completely eliminated his $5,000 penalty.
Wow.
And so that's something that you can do. You can also, if you know, you don't need that much, you can also just fund an IRA. So that's
if you're over 50, up to
$7,000. $7,000, not for 2019.
No,
2019, it's $6,500. In 2020, we'll be able to do that.
That's right.
So, you know, you're on the cutting edge. The other problem I'm seeing is people were very aggressive, very smart, funded their Roth IRAs early last year, and their income is too high. So you either have to pull the money out to avoid a 6% penalty, or maybe you can recharacterize it and treat it as a 2020 contribution, the excess amount, or treat it as a regular IRA if that qualifies. So some people funded regular traditional IRAs, and their income is too high. So they have a couple of options. They can pull it out, or they can treat that part of it as a non-deductible IRA.
Now you know, folks, why I don't do my taxes. Now you know why I have smart people like Eva doing my taxes. So I don't have to worry about all this stuff. However, you need to know that it's something that your accountant could very well likely call you and say, you need to help me with this. You got to make these decisions. You got to do this. You got to do that. And you're and now, at least you'll know, you'll be able to say, oh, yeah, I already know about that. What do we need to do?
Well, and the key, what you just said is important. The key is your accountant needs to have all the information from you now so they can help you with these decisions before April 15th. Because right now you still have time to fix last year's problems.
You can,
but not if you don't give them the information.
And you can't fix it if you can't fix some of this even if you extend, right?
Some of this you may still be able to fix if you
extend. But not all of it.
You might still be able to fix if you extend.
Yeah.
Not all of them, and there are other things that are still going on, like decisions about tax partner representatives.
I got to wrap it up. There's a lot more to talk about. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, TaxMama.com. We can't do without her. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.